down to our final segment with Farmer Greg, and we've got so much to talk about. We're just going to jump right into it with water methodology and fertilizing. Now that we've got our tree selected, we've got our hole dug, tree in the ground with the proper soil combination and wood mulch around it. Now we got to water and fertilize.
So I know that we're throwing a lot of information at you. So I just want you to know, anybody that steps in and takes my free classes, we have 5 different in-depth classes that we give on these different topics. I've got printed content, PDFs. There's a membership area for our fruit tree program. So there is tons more information in depth on this. So don't panic at this point if you want to plant fruit trees. I got you covered. And so fertilizing, there's 2 kinds of fertilizing that we do. Granular fertilizing, we suggest that people fertilize on Valentine's Day, Tax Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day with a granular organic fertilizer. We sell 2 of them, one from Global Organics, which is out in Litchfield Park, and we sell the other one from Tanks. They're down in Tucson, Tanks Green Stuff. And there's a really big reason to go with organic fertilizer. I go into it in my classes, but it's organic fertilizer builds healthy soil. Chemical fertilizers can negatively impact healthy soil. And what we're going for here is healthy soil. The second kind of fertilizing that we've stumbled across about 3 years ago is foliar fertilizing. With our extreme heat, 2019 was our hottest summer ever, followed up by 2020 was our hottest summer ever, followed up by June of this year, which was globally the hottest June on record. Thank gosh it cooled down. But what we're seeing is a lot more tree damage, not just in fruit trees, but in all kinds of trees. When you're driving around, especially this time of year, just look at the horizon and see how many dead trees there are out there. And it will amaze you. And one of the ways that we can help prevent that is called foliar fertilizing. It is a liquid fertilizer that is sprayed on the leaves and the trunk of the tree. And we have an entire foliar fertilizing schedule for you. We have an entire fertilizing schedule for you in our fruit tree program that tells you what to do each month. So foliar feeding is significant in helping your trees thrive and make great fruit. And then watering. We talked about watering. What we need to do, and this may sound strange to people, but once a month in the winter, twice a month in the summer, is up until about 3 years ago, is what I used to tell people that they need to deep water their trees. Yes, I said once a month in the winter and twice a month in the summer, a deep water on your tree, and that people get freaked out about that. I didn't invent that. I happened to grow up in the 70s and 80s on a piece of ground that was a citrus orchard that had flood irrigation. And then I bought in 1989 a piece of ground that has flood irrigation and has citrus on it. And so what they were doing is they were getting watered once a month in the winter and twice a month in the summer. And guess what? The trees were thriving on that watering system. Here's the thing. Overwatering a fruit tree and underwatering a fruit tree, the damage looks the same. So when you're watering your tree, Romy, you know, your tree's looking great, then all of a sudden on May 1st, it starts to droop a little bit. What are you gonna do?
Add water.
Of course, you're gonna add water because you think, right? And then 3 or 4 or 5 days later, it's drooping a little more. What are you gonna do?
Add water.
Add water, exactly. And so one of the big things after planting the wrong way, one of the big things that kills trees, believe it or not, is overwatering. So we have tools for you. We have a soil probe that we have available that helps you determine how much water your trees have. We have moisture meters. The woody mulch basin around adds a lot of spongy around your tree that helps shading the tree with some kind of something, shading the ground. That these are all things that help preserve the water. That being said, with our extreme weather, we need to make sure that we're checking that tree every week in the summer to make sure that it's damp enough and that it's getting enough water. And like I said, we have tools for that.
urbanfarm.org?
This is my main website. Fruittrees.org is where you find out about our fruit tree program and sign up for free classes. And on the front page is our amazing catalog that Janice recently put together.
And one thing, I don't know if we talked about dwarfing at all, and it came to my mind when we were talking about planting a tree under a under a Palo Verde or a mesquite. That's, you know, you're buying a, at that point, probably a dwarfed variety that's designed to not go much more than 6 or 8 feet. They've grafted it that way. You know, you're not planting, you know, you've seen citrus trees that are 30 feet tall. The Hotel Tucson's a great example of how big a citrus tree can get.
There is one dwarf rootstock that does well here in the desert, and it's on a peach tree. Most of the rest of the dwarfing rootstocks don't like this desert soil. So we have a whole program called our Backyard Orchard Culture Program, where we teach people how to dwarf a tree by pruning it. Because remember, if you plant on the wrong rootstock, there's a good likelihood that your tree's not going to thrive. So stay away from dwarf trees. Come and take my classes on how to keep the trees small. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture.
Fruittrees.org. That's Farmer Greg. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Thanks.